The question of whether the city of Boston should bring back an elected school committee is now being considered by the city council, but resolution on the issue appears a long way off. WBUR's Carrie Young reports on an initial city council hearing on the plan that took place last night.
The three-hour meeting covered a lot of ground, but in the end, most of the comments shared one common theme. The voices of the community are not being heard.
The real issue is whether or not the school committee is truly accountable to the needs of Boston families, students, and educators.
Brandy Oakley is the executive director of the teacher-led policy advocacy group, Educators for Excellence Boston.
Every voice has to matter, and there must be multiple avenues for engagement.
She says the vast majority of her group's members oppose the current structure. Right now, all school committee members are chosen by the mayor. Oakley says that gives too much power to one person. The hearing was organized by Boston City Councilor Anissa Asabi-George. She says there's been a lot of community frustration over several recent committee proposals, like school start times and, more recently, the closure of three schools. Asabi-George says she's not convinced switching to an elected school committee is the answer, but she says it's past time to publicly examine the current system.
Whether it is working for the people and the residents and the school children and the families of Boston, and what are the ways that we could be doing a better job connecting to our families in the city of Boston.
Another city councilor suggested a hybrid model, where some members are appointed and others elected. But that suggestion was widely opposed. Tanisha Sullivan is the president of the Boston NAACP.
How do we get us back to an elected school committee that enables the people and the families in the city of Boston to be empowered once again when it comes to decisions that are made in this district?
Mayor Marty Walsh was not at the meeting, but he rejects the idea of moving away from a mayoral-appointed committee.
When I was elected, it was a disaster.
The district switched to its current structure in the early 90s after dealing with budget deficits and corruption. And Walsh says since then, it has brought representation, stability, and expertise to overseeing the school system.
Getting caught up in the whole dynamic of whether elected or appointed, that's a distraction. Our focus should be on the kids.
Councilor Asabi-George says there will be more review of calls for an elected school committee and that any decisions are likely years away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.